Welcome to Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman, where the discussion is about the challenges and opportunities that people face when communicating with the opposite gender. Brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Judy Hoberman.
Good afternoon and happy Monday. You know, every week I am so excited that I get to spend my lunch hour with you on Selling in a Skirt on Tough Talk Radio. Now, when people ask me why I coach and train and speak and why I'm an author and why I do a weekly radio show, I don't even have to think about it because I'm passionate about my business and love to share that with others. And that's what we'll be talking about today, how passion can be one of your strategies for your business success. Now, many early entrepreneurs launch a business around an idea that excites them at that time or seems to be a very lucrative opportunity. But if they don't see an almost instant return, they start to lose interest. And even if the business takes off, will they still have the passion, the drive, and the discipline needed to keep it going? So if you're planning on continuing for the long haul, you have to be sure that your business represents both your purpose and your passion. Now, when was the last time you asked yourself, is this my passion? Do I love what I'm building? And do I love it enough to continue doing it forever? Now, we read book after book about passion being the key to every successful business because it will be the driving force to keep you motivated to stick with it and not only invest your money, but also your precious time. Now, we tend to be passionate about things we're good at. We enjoy the activities that come naturally to us. But having passion and being good at something isn't always enough to create a successful business. The most successful small business owners take their passion and build on it by continuing to learn, develop, and grow their skills. Now, you know we talk about this all the time, about investing in yourself so you can continue to learn. In order to make any new business a success, you need to commit to continually moving your skills and experiences so you are consistently moving forward and growing your passion. Now, passion keeps you energized and helps you enjoy what you do because building a business often requires a serious time commitment, and this is a critically important factor. And passion is infectious. Potential investors can get swept up in your passion. Employees may be inspired to work harder on behalf of your business. And customers may share your excitement about a new product or a service that you're bringing out. And passion breeds patience and a willingness to endure. Patience enables you to see the big picture and make better business decisions. So with your passion and teaming up with your unique value proposition, it's possible to reach entrepreneurial success on your own. But you know what? This journey can be made easier and smoother and more satisfying when you have a support network. And they can include your family, your friends, your colleagues, a mentor, a coach, and anyone else who helps you navigate those roadblocks, because you know there'll be some. And this type of support system can be an excellent way to stay on track and find new opportunities and share your success. Entrepreneurship can be a really lonely time as well. So having a community that will support you is really key, but passion isn't always enough. And if you can't use your skills or experience to build a profitable business, then what you have is a hobby and not a business. And when you work for someone else, all you have to do is show up on time and leave on time, and in between, you do the work that they tell you to do. And when you go home, you probably leave it all behind you and enjoy some time with your family and friends. But when you work for yourself, you go from wearing one hat to wearing many hats. And you need to know a little bit of a lot of things in order to succeed. You're also now the marketing department, the sales department, accounting, maintenance, and everything in between. And from the time you wake up to the time you go to sleep, you'll be thinking about your business, how to increase your sales, how to increase your income, how to get more done, how to handle challenges, and how to get more time out of the day. So let me share with you some ideas to grab that passion, incorporate it into your business, and make sure that being an entrepreneur is the right path for you. So first, you need to start off with your why. Unless you have a compelling why, it will be a very difficult time to stay focused and stick with your business when you hit some of those speed bumps. And is there anything you would do even if you didn't get paid? The second is to identify your interest and what's driving you at this point of your career and your life. What topics are you paying attention to? How do you spend your free time? What is it that you want to create in your life and in your business? Third is get clear on what you want and what you've got to offer. What are you good at? Fourth, create a plan for achieving the results that you want, starting with the end and working backwards to see what your progress would look like. And fifth, you have to execute your plan. This is where you have to do something to get started. When you can't go out and sell anything to someone, you don't have a business. Without having something to sell and someone to buy it, you have a business. The ups and downs of being an entrepreneur can take its toll on you, but throughout all of that, you have to keep your eye on the prize, your passion that pushed you into creating the business in the first place. So go back and review your initial goals and objectives. Have they changed? Have you added to them? Is the business still your passion? No matter what, things do change. Life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you react to it. Now, as an entrepreneur, to be successful, you have to be excited and passionate about what you do every day. Otherwise, you'll end up with a new title, business owner, and that's just another job. If something isn't working, fix it. You should probably be thinking about these questions periodically. What do you know that you know? What do you know that you don't know? What do you think you know? And what do others know that you don't know? Those questions may give you just some revealing answers that will help you foster your success. Now, there are several factors that create a successful business, and we all know that passion is one of them. To that, we can add that a great idea and a great team and great leadership is all part of it. Now, while everyone is important, it's the passion that can fuel the success. And as I said, if used correctly, it can bring in investors and partners and customers, and that can boost your chance for success. So don't lose the passion that brought you to the dance. It can get lost when you're consumed in the day-to-day activities of running a business. Try to keep that passion on fire so that it continues your chance of success. So here are just a few ideas to ensure that your passion does fuel that success. Number one, profile your customer. Who are your most valuable customers? Can you describe them in 50 words or less? What do they value? Number two, play 20 questions. If your five most important customers were sitting in a room with you, what would you want to know about them that would help influence their decision-making process? Number three, who are your strategic partners? Who is already in your space that complements but doesn't compete with you? Number four, have that 30-second elevator speech ready and make it strong. Learn it and be able to say it in any setting. This is simple to get them to say, "Tell me more," not try to sell them something. And finally, take your passion and use it as one of your business strategies. What do you love about your business? Have a list of the top 10 reasons why you're so passionate about your business and keep them with you so you can review it often. When we come back, we're going to hear from my first expert who knows a thing or two about being passionate in her business. This is Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman on Tough Talk Radio, and we will be right back.
If you know someone who wants the legal A-team on their side, have them call on Altenburn & Associates, the Legal Eagle, today. David Altenburn is an experienced and recognized top lawyer in Houston who will put an eagle's eye to protecting the client's best interests at all times. For any personal injury, family law, or business law concern, Altenburn & Associates can help with our connections that count and make a difference for great results. We work hard for the justice our clients deserve, earning client trust and opponent respect, one case at a time. For legal help, call 281-904-6330 today.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Are you a sales professional stuck in a rut? Are you a sales manager trying to direct women in your company? In her book, Selling in a Skirt, Judy Hoberman offers invaluable and proven insights into how gender differences can affect sales outcomes and the tools and strategies to drive real results in today's marketplace. Judy offers a suite of workshops, seminars, and coaching programs that complement her highly successful book. Her 30 years in sales have given her both the knowledge and a sense of humor about the gender differences that we should all understand and embrace instead of feeling unable to communicate. Judy's humorous stories about how men and women sell, manage, recruit, and supervise differently will enlighten you in learning how both genders can support each other's successes in a more productive way. Find out more by going to sellinginaskirt.com.
Welcome back to Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman on Tough Talk Radio. Now remember, you can join our discussion by calling in 347-989-1363 and press 1 and you'll get right on the show. Okay, so let's bring in my first guest, Stacey Murphy. A native of Brooklyn in New York, Stacey is a passionate, certified intimacy coach and the founder of Blissful Lotus School of Loving Arts and the Seduction Goddess Academy. She's a love mystic, an international best-selling author, and a student of the Law of Attraction. Working with Stacey will be a team effort focusing on the outcome and results you want to achieve. Her hands-on approach is designed to quickly and effectively transform the frustrations you're experiencing in life and love so you can finally be happy with who you are. Stacey offers private sessions, teleseminars, and workshops. She coaches women to be empowered, high-value women by teaching them to reclaim their sensual joy, seductive essence, and self-confidence, which allows them to take bold action and make empowered choices so they can feel fierce, desirable, and happy with who they are in life and love. Welcome to the show, Stacey. I'm excited to have you on today.
And I'm excited to be on today, Judy, so thank you for having me.
Well, I'm just letting you know that I'm a Queens girl, so we have two of the boroughs of New York represented today.
Yeah, it's like New York power here.
That's right. Girl power, New York power.
Yes.
So the topic of the day is passion, and I know that can take on so many different meanings, but let's start out with being passionate about your business. How important do you believe that is?
Well, one of the things is your, like many of the things that you were talking about in your introduction, you know, at first, you know, you have a desire to do something, but if you're not passionate about what it is that you do, it will not sustain you for the long haul, because there are going to be times where you're going to have to get down in the trenches, and it may not feel comfortable, but it's your passion and knowing why you're doing what you're doing. And it's also about living your purpose. Every single person has a reason why they're here and a purpose for doing what they're doing. And if you tap into that, that is what's going to propel you to keep moving forward. And that is what really has worked within my business a great deal, especially with the topic that I deal with, which can be very sensitive to a lot of people. And if I wasn't passionate about it, if I succumbed to fear, judgment, or anxiety, or the I'm not good enough syndrome that a lot of women deal with, I would not be in the position that I am right now on the radio with you talking about what I do in the areas of love, seduction, and sensuality.
Okay, so let's go to the other side of, you know, passion in your business. What about passion in your personal life? Is it equally as important, even more important? Do you have to have one to have the other? Are you satisfied if you only have one? Because, you know, I think that passion in your business is great and you can show it, and passion in your personal life is extremely important, but does one outweigh the other?
I think they're both equally important, and that's how I would put it, because sometimes people can get lost in their job, their business, their career as a way of escaping from things that are going on in their personal life. And then sometimes people go the other way. They're so wrapped up in things that are going on in their personal life that they don't take care of sustaining their career business on that matter. So I feel that they're both equally as important because they do affect each other in both positive and negative ways. You know, so I work a lot with the Law of Attraction, and there's a belief that the way you do one thing is how you do everything, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you are successful and if you are feeling totally connected to life, your relationships, to yourself and to another person or your community, that has a ripple effect into your business, and you feel connected there in your business. And so when there's a disconnection, it may work in the short term, but for long-term sustainability, it's something that's going to be very difficult, and you have to really maintain this balance that is achievable. And I think that's the big operative word. A lot of people feel it's not achievable, but it is achievable if you claim it for yourself and you desire saying, this is what I want for myself. I want a happy, and I want, work-life balance, and I want to have a happy life. And it's something that we have to step into, especially as women. We really have to step into that because we try to balance so much, personal and professional.
Well, work-life balance is that elusive thing that everybody's trying to reach. But you said something about the word enough, and we all talk about I'm not good enough, I'm not strong enough, I'm not big enough, I'm not thin enough, I'm not rich enough, all the enough words. So how much does passion play into our self-image? Because that's all part of our self-image. So how much is, you know, passion have to do with that?
Well, first of all, people have to say that they deserve passion. Sometimes when you have the word passion, depending on what context it's in, so when you say, oh, I want to have passion for my business, okay, that's great. But then when you say, I want to have a passionate love life, or I want to have passionate relationships, then all of a sudden people kind of cower and shrink in. And it's, one, getting them comfortable with what passion is. It's about having a desire to either do something, be something, feel something, or achieve something. It's an inner calling that really wants to come out and play. And that's one of the things I teach with my ladies, is having a passionate life is allowing yourself to come out and play. Even in your business and even in your life, we don't have to be serious all the time, right? Because serious takes the fun out of it. And when you can show up on a daily basis and be totally present and enjoy everything that you're doing, you are living a passion-filled life. And that's one of the things I always tell my ladies, or I call my goddesses, you know, I refer to ladies that way, so they can feel better about themselves, right? So they can feel yummy about themselves and delicious about themselves. And all that also has to be feeling passionate about who you are individually, because you can be passionate by yourself and you can be passionate with someone else. It's all equally
right.
Important.
Okay, so you've created this amazing business based on a topic that women want to talk about on one hand, and yet on another hand, they don't want to talk about it. So how do you make women feel comfortable enough to have that discussion about intimacy or self-image and everything else you talk about?
Well, first of all, I had to heal my own wounds, you know. I had to heal my own wounds, deal with my own demons. And first it was about, I think we already touched upon it, about I'm not good enough. Or I have to do this and I have to do that in order to be accepted, needed, wanted, and all these other labels and things that we put upon ourselves. And so for me, when I was going on my own healing journey to reclaim who I was as an individual, to reclaim who I was as a woman, one of the things I saw was the missing link for me was the whole concept of being in touch with my passion center, being in touch with my sensuality, and healing what I call the good girl syndrome, okay, which is if you follow this precise plan of what other people tell you you're supposed to be, do, say, then you should be happy. Okay, you know, go to school, get a job, get married, all those other things, and you should be happy. And I followed that plan like a good girl, but at the end of the day, I wasn't happy. I was totally miserable. It's because all of the joy and passion of life had totally escaped me because I was trying to follow someone else's rule about how I should be as an individual versus finding what worked for me. And when I did that, I started going on a journey of exploration, of healing this one aspect of my life, which is about intimacy and sexuality. And when I did that, it opened up a huge door of opportunity. And when I became comfortable with the discussion, then that makes other people comfortable to open up to me. And so that's when it kind of led me to teaching women the art of seduction. Right, and mastering the art of seduction. And when people think of seduction, they immediately have this negative view or a warped view of what seduction is. And what I tell people is seduction is just your ability to entice a person to do something that they want to do anyway. And what you're doing is you're just creating that safe space for them without fear, worry, or judgment, for them to be themselves, for them to be authentic with you. And that is truly what the power of seduction is. And so if you're uncomfortable with the word seduction, I tell people it's no different than charm. It's no different than having gravitas or having a mesmerizing personality. And it is an innately feminine quality that women have within themselves naturally. They just have to allow it to come out and to say, you know what, it's okay for me to be me. And when it comes out naturally and authentically and with integrity, not only does it help them personally, but it definitely helps them in their career and their business all the same, because they're able to motivate other people. You know, they're able to uplift other people. And this is what makes them magnetic and a wonderful person to be around.
Yeah, sometimes it's just the word. It's like when we talk to people about money and you say the word budget, it's a negative, which it doesn't need to be a negative. So maybe that's just the mindset. So let me ask you a question. You talk about being a high-value woman. I love that label. What does it take to be a high-value woman?
Well, I like to explain the difference between what a high-value woman is versus what a high-value woman isn't, because when people think of high-value, first of all, there's a difference between high value and high maintenance, okay?
Yeah, totally.
And I tell ladies that all the time. I say, when you see those reality talk shows on TV, that is high maintenance. In real life, no one really wants to deal with that. They really don't. So when you value something, you care for it, you take care of it, you treat it like a precious gem, okay? You put love and attention to it. That is something that you value. So seeing yourself as a high-value woman, when you are in relationships with other people, and there are various types of relationships. There are intimate relationships, there are familial relationships, and there are relationships that you have in your business at work. They're all relationships. So you want to position yourself as a high-value woman, because that is what motivates people to work with you, to back you, to support you. Whereas high-maintenance, when you maintain something, it's like a job. You have to, like, for example, when you're caring for your car and you take it to the dealership, you're taking it for its maintenance. Do you want to be at the car dealership? Do you want to be at the mechanic? Of course you don't. But you have to maintain your car or it will break down on you. It's not something that you really want to do. It's something that you have to do. And so that's the difference between high maintenance and high value. And so you want to be perceived as a high-value woman. And when I say high-value woman, that is being okay with your feminine nature, not hiding it, not trying to be like a man, not trying to be forceful, but it's about being in your femininity and coming from that place of power, because it is definitely very, very powerful energy that's there. And so that's why I say shifting into being a high-value woman. All right, this is a woman that has charisma. She has confidence in who she is. She has high self-esteem. She's okay with expressing and communicating her needs, wants, and desires. All right, she's not ashamed of doing that, but she also knows when to be forward and when to use tact. Right, she's able to read her audience and being able to approach situations with the right level of gravitas. Okay, and so that is what a high value woman is, and she uses her wit, she uses her intellect, and she uses her charm. It's like a complete package, okay, to make her way in the world. And that's what a high-value woman is. And a high-value woman definitely practices the art of seduction, the art of the womanly charms.
Okay, well, I've just labeled myself high-value woman. I'm just letting you know that.
You go, girl.
I like that. I am. Okay, so you have some really interesting information on your website, which is theblissfullotus.com. And one of them is mastering the man code. Now, I know there's lots of women that would love to hear a tip or two on how to crack that code. Can you share, like, a favorite tip about cracking that man code?
Sure. And just so people are aware, mastering the man code, it's about these simple secrets of how you can capture a man's mind so he can mesmerize his heart. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what mastering the man code is. And it's all about understanding how a man thinks. So it's like more about thinking like a man versus being like a man, okay? And it's about dealing with those female sabotaging behaviors that just really play havoc in your life, in your relationship. So I'll share like two of the top two man codes. And the very first one is women that don't speak their mind, and they think men are mind readers. You know, many men, they say what they need to say, and they move on. Okay? They're very simple in terms of communicating what needs to be said about a particular situation. And it's not because they don't care. It's not anything like that, but many times it is They just like to address a situation and they move on, whereas a sabotaging behavior is women's tendency to beat around the bush and to talk in a story, and then sometimes she gets lost in her story, and she never gets to the point of what she was really trying to say. So the empowering mindset, which I call the seductress mindset, or the mindset of a high-value woman, is to be very clear, concise, and decisive with your words, right? It's about thinking before you're speaking, and it's about really saying, okay, what is the situation that we're dealing with, and address that situation with clarity, all right? And coming from a place where it's a win-win situation versus a battle of wits, or being overly emotional about a particular situation. And of course, this is all relative, depending to what the subject is about. But you can use those tips and abilities in every area of your life, every area of your life. And I deal with a lot where men say, well, why they get confused, like, why women just don't say what they have to say? It's like this guessing game, you know? And that is one thing that if you are clear and you're knowing what it is that you want about communicating that. And especially if you're at work or, like I said, life and love, men appreciate that. You have no idea. And it literally brings them in. But I always say to my ladies, communicate it with a little bit of sugar and spice, almost as if it's like honey rolling off your tongue. And this is what captivates them and draws them into you. And they really pay attention to what it is that you have to say. Right, so that's definitely the major tip that's out there that I tell women. And then the other thing for women is to really understand their own needs, wants, and desires. You have no idea how many times I hear from women that don't even know what they want, and then men saying, I wish I knew what they want. And it's like another thing, it's like this guessing game, and it kind of comes from man code number one. And with men, they really want to please women. Deep down inside, they definitely want to please women. They want to be the knight in shining armor. They want to be your savior and all those other things. However, they can't do that if they don't know what you want. They can't
absolutely
be the...
And yeah. You know, I was going to say that when you were talking about they telling stories and everything, what men tend to do, and this is so true in business, is that they tune you out until they hear that one word again that brings them back in. And so sometimes
yes.
we have to take our lead from them. So
yes, it's like
I
they
do
hear
want,
that they
I,
see the lips moving. They see the lips moving,
yes,
but they're
yes.
not hearing what
yeah,
you're saying.
Blah, 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 yes. I want you to let everybody know where they can find you and stay connected with you, because I'm sure this is a topic that there is going to be lots of interest in.
Sure. They can find me, like, thank you very much, first of all, for my website, but you can find me online at www.theblissfullotus.com. You can also find me on Facebook, so even on my personal profile, so you go Stacey Murphy in Orlando, Florida, because that's where I am right now. You can friend me on Facebook, and I also have a page on Facebook, which is The Blissful Lotus as well, so you search that up and you'll find me on Facebook. And you can also find me on Twitter, Blissful Lotus on Twitter as well. So you can communicate with me any one of those ways for my private coaching, and I also do a lot of teleseminars, as well as the workshops and other yummy programs that I offer to ladies and couples.
Now, I know you have a teleseminar coming up. I think you said it's tomorrow. Is that what it is?
Yes. I have a teleseminar tomorrow. It's called Hook Him and Keep Him, and it's the sexy secrets to hook the man that you want and to keep him coming back for more. And that is all about using some yummy art of seduction ways and secrets to authentically attract the man that you want to have in your life. Because what you're doing is you're raising your vibration so you can attract yumminess in the relationship that you want to have in your life. And these same skills that you use to attract him, ladies, are the same skills that you need to use to keep him. So I even talk into that with the ladies as well, of how important that is. And a lot of it, though, is based in your own sexy self-confidence, all right, and your own self-worth. And that's where all of this bubbles up from first. So you have to be really anchored in who you are as a woman, and that is what will attract all the juiciness that you want in your life.
Awesome. Okay, so before we run out of time, because we are going to run out of time, quickly, what would you want to leave our listeners with today?
What I'd like to leave with them is to, for them, first of all, to feel good about who they are as women. For them to understand within their life that they were given certain abilities as a divine woman to make their way in the world. That's the ability to charm, the ability to woo, the ability to make other people feel great. And that is something that is uniquely a feminine charm. And when they realize this for themselves, it is a key for them to unlocking their own self-esteem, their own self-worth, and elevate their confidence. And when their confidence is elevated, this is what will be that magnet to them in life and love. This will present to them and draw to them all those opportunities that they're looking for because they are a wonderful being to be around. And that is what seduction is. And that is what I will leave all the listeners with.
Well, I appreciate that. And I want to remind everybody, the website is theblissfullotus.com. And Stacey wrote a book called Sexy Secrets to a Juicy Love Life, which you can also get on her website. Stacey, I want to thank you so much for joining me today. This has been both fun and enlightening, and I can't wait to hear more from you.
Thank you so much, Judy. It was wonderful to be on today.
And you stay nice and warm in Orlando, Florida.
Yes, it is. Low 80s. So I will stay
awesome.
Warm. All right.
Okay.
Have
Thanks.
A wonderful day.
You too. Now we're going to take a break to make sure we thank our sponsors, The Report for Women, which is an important resource for women in business. Check them out at www.thereportforwomen.com. You subscribe for free and just save it in your favorite places because The Report will automatically update on a regular basis. If you're ready to watch your business grow and get some amazing buzz, become one of our sponsors. Go to sellinginaskirtwithjudyhoberman.com, click on the sponsor tab, and watch your business soar. This is Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman on Tough Talk Radio, and we will be right back.
Are you one of those people who deal with issues that life throws at you on a daily basis? Then you need to tune in to Life's Issues to hear Lloyd Rosen get the answers to those nagging problems. Begin to turn your life into that positive journey you've always wanted. You've always had the ability. Now get the information to complete the journey. Tune in every Thursday afternoon at 1:30 p.m. Central Time to hear Lloyd ask the questions that get the answers you are looking for. Lloyd wants to help those that are dealing with life's issues. Check out Lloyd's blog at LloydRosen.com for more information about daily problems.
So you think you're tough enough for Tough Talk with Tony Gambone? Tony knows how to dish it out. Can you take it? Tony Gambone is a communicator, mentor, and entrepreneur whose tough style and generous spirit quickly garnered recognition in many a competitive arena. Now he's bringing his intelligence and knowledge to you as a hard-hitting radio talk show host and thought leader. Tune in and see for yourself. Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. It's a sure thing. To find out more, go to Tough Talk with Tony Gambone.
Are you an entrepreneur? Are you where you want to be? Do you believe that if you build it, they will come? Unfortunately, entrepreneurship doesn't work that way, and that's why you need to read Famous Isn't Enough. In this book, you'll find real-life situations and lessons learned. When all is said and done, there's nothing better than being your own boss. Remember, nothing just happens. You have to put in the work. Famous Isn't Enough is your roadmap. Get your copy today at www.famousisn'tenough.com.
Welcome back to Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman on Tough Talk Radio. Now, I always remind you about getting access to us to be successful. The easiest way to do this is to connect with us on social media. Simply like us on Facebook at Selling in a Skirt and Tough Talk Radio. And you can be my friend on Facebook at Judy Hoberman, and of course, follow me on Twitter at Selling in a Skirt. And make sure to use your hashtags at Selling in a Skirt and Skirt Wisdom as well. Don't forget, you can also listen to my shows on iTunes, which is really pretty awesome, right on our website. Very cool. Okay, so let's bring on my next amazing guest, Jeanette Chatsworth. Jeanette has earned the moniker, the Color Whisperer, among clients and colleagues alike because of her ability to speak the language of color in her design work. A California-born, California-loving designer, she grew up with a strong passion for travel and history. Along her journeys, she discovered a hidden beauty in life's transitions and found a way to translate that beauty for her clients with the power of color and design. Jeanette says that she uses her intuition and design background to create an inspiring environment that weaves together each of her unique tastes that reflect your true personality. A frequent guest speaker for various radio talk shows, she thoroughly enjoys sharing her passion to all of those who want to better understand what color communicates in our everyday lives. Aside from being elected president of the Pasadena chapter of the American Society of Interior Designers from 2011 to 2012, her work has been featured in several industry publications such as Fabulous Floors Magazine, Arts and Crafts Home, and currently hosts her own web-based show, Color TV, and podcast, Color Talk. Her first book, What's Color Got to Do With It, continues to garner rave reviews on and offline. Her mission is to blend designs that make you feel hugged by your home every time you walk in the door. So welcome to the show, Jeanette. This is going to be a fun second half of the show.
Thank you so much.
Well, I'm excited. So let's dive right in and talk about being passionate in your business. Do you believe that your passion will help you and your business to be successful?
Oh, absolutely. You have to. Being an entrepreneur is tough. It's wonderful, but it's tough. And if you don't have passion for it, you're not going to make it.
Absolutely.
I'm going to get a little sip of water. I'm sorry. Okay.
You good? Okay.
No,
so, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, well, if you think about your particular business, how obvious is it to see passion change someone's life?
Oh, well, that's really what I do, because I get into the crux of who they are. I really love the psychology part of interior design, in that you're picking colors, all the colors. There's a psychology to all the colors. There's a psychology to the shapes that you use, how much furniture you put in a room, how many accessories you put in your room, the style of them all. Each of these is like a character in a book. And I get to write the book that puts all of this together. And I tend to get people who are going through some sort of transition in their lives. And so I'm not just writing their past, but I'm also giving them a new chapter to start. So a lot of my clients, maybe somebody has died in the last 2 to 5 years, sister, mother, spouse, doesn't matter. When somebody that close to you dies, there's a hole that you have to fill up. And we really have to fill it up with what they've left in us, but become more of us in the process. And as women, we tend to nest. And so we do this with our homes, especially if it's somebody that lived in the home with you. You really kind of have to recreate yourself. And who are you going to be for the next part of your life? It's a whole new adventure. And so I get to come in and find out what is it that they love. Sometimes I'm even helping them to learn that they do love again. They do love life again. And so absolutely, passion is so important in finding what the next step is.
Okay. So you have been called the color whisperer. And I think that's a great icebreaker when you tell somebody that, because you immediately want to know, how did you get the name and what does it mean? So can you tell us that?
Yes, absolutely. My clients gave it to me. Part of it is because I do have a great deal of passion for color. It is something that most of us really don't know how much it affects us. It affects us in our clothing. It affects us in the walls, in the fabrics around us. And so, you know, many of us will spend a lot of time looking at clothes and trying on different clothes, and you get that outfit that you know you can go take on the world in. But then your home's like Swiss coffee because you don't know what to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's not why you should have Swiss coffee. There's times when Swiss coffee is appropriate, but you don't put Swiss coffee on your walls just because you don't know what else to do. So here's this environment. You go out, you're in stores, they use colors to influence you. Restaurants use colors to influence how much you eat. The grocery store uses colors to influence what products you buy. Everywhere around you, color is influencing you. And most people don't tap into this into their home. And so I get kind of passionate talking about it. And because of my technique of really listening to the client and listening to the house, I got called the color whisperer.
I love that. I absolutely love that. So I know that, you know, with everything that you do and with your passion and everything, you say that your mission is to blend designs that make you feel hugged by your home every time you walk in the door. What does that look like? What does that feel like?
It's going to be different for everybody. I'm not a cookie cutter designer. I really like to get into the personality of the client and the personality of the home. So everybody has, there's different colors. They all have different meanings. Do you want to create a relaxing home? So relaxing colors are going to be blue, green, and pink. Most people don't do pink, but those are your relaxing colors. But which one is the right color to create the kind of relaxation that you like? So that's where the personality, I call it the personality of color, comes in. And I have a personality test I give my clients. And that enables me to really discern a lot more about them and pick the right color and the right shade of color. So a lot of people like either blue or green. There's blue, you know, they may like both colors, but people typically are drawn to either blue or green. And then there's different shades. Do you like a big, bold green? Do you like a soft grayed green? Each one creates a different atmosphere. So really is, what do you need to feel in this home? What colors are going to energize you? And so that's the nuts and bolts of what makes a home feel hugged. When you have the shapes that support your personality, the textures and the colors that support you, you walk in and it does, it just feels like, ah, I'm home. The rest of the noise out there in the world can stop.
Well, you know, many years ago, I had someone come into my home, and she hand-painted walls, and she did it to music. She would just ask you what you were looking for, what colors you had in mind, and she would paint. And the results were really, truly gorgeous. And I remember in my daughter's room, it reminded me of, like, ice cream melting. And it was really, really amazing. So with that said, what if somebody wants something, but they just can't figure out what they want? How do you help them figure it out?
That's where my personality of color comes in. It tells me a lot more about them than just the colors. Mm-hmm. And I've only come across somebody once who really just couldn't get to what they wanted. And really, they didn't want to change anything, so I couldn't help them. But for the most part, it starts with shopping. Most people don't know. It's like, you ever watch Say Yes to the Dress and they don't know what they want? But these designers, they're used to looking at shapes of the person and it tells them what they think is going to look good on them. I do the same thing. I look at the house. Is the house really modern? Is the house more, does the house have a period? Each of these things is going to give me some clues. I look at, what do they have in their house already? Do they like it? Does it work with them? Is it feeding them or isn't it? And that gives me clues as well. I can tell more about somebody in the first 10 minutes walking in their house than I can in 2 hours of talking to them. So I just start picking up clues all around the house, and then I go shopping. And most people get overwhelmed shopping. I was just shopping with somebody this weekend and they said, oh, there's too many choices. There's too many choices. I said, no, there's really not. Because when we start paring down your parameters, there's really only a few choices. And I'll go shopping and I'll get them for you.
Okay. So let's go back to when you talked about how colors can affect things. Like for a restaurant, you paint a certain color because it determines what you eat. Do people ever look at you and think that you're crazy? Like, how does that doesn't really exist? I mean, because think about it. You know, you talk about, well, let's paint this red because it makes you hungry, or let's paint this another color because it makes you, you know, crazy or whatever. So do people ever say to you, are you kidding me?
Usually not my clients.
Well, you have to have prospective clients, too.
You know, people usually are intrigued. I have once or twice, that when I get really into the depth of it, they're kind of like, you get this look once in a while, and they're like, wow. But most of the time, it's, I had no idea. Because when I talk about the red, I say, okay, well, look, start looking around restaurants. You know, I usually have enough backup where they go, oh, she's right, you know?
Yeah, never noticed.
When
it,
I start
yeah.
doing the personality of color, that's when I find it's really interesting. That when I can, some people are really easy. It's an energy thing as well. And some people are just very open with their energy, and it's very easy to be able to peg who they are. And they're very, and part of that is they're very comfortable with who they are themselves. And so those people, it's just easy. What's really funny to me is occasionally somebody will ask me, so what's my personality color? And then they kind of shut the door on their soul. And I'm like, why did you bother asking me if you don't want to know? You know, then I can't give a very good answer. But that's really the only time I've had anybody. You know, they just don't understand. They don't believe. But the psychology of color, that one people understand. And as soon as I start giving examples, they go, wow, I didn't know that all this had to do with everything, you know?
Interesting. Okay, so, you know, we all know that a man can change his entire look by just changing his tie. You know, you can't even notice that it's the same suit. In fact, there was a whole story about a news anchor that wore the same suit for a year and nobody noticed. But when a woman is trying to make some changes, you know, she may or may not know what to do, and she was changing things in her life, and she wants to do things in her home. However, because of all these changes, she doesn't have an unlimited budget to work with. So would you, if they were trying to say to you, you know, I do want to make some changes, and I do want to listen to you, what would you tell them if they didn't have an unlimited budget to change everything, but they wanted to make changes, and they were open to it?
That's kind of where my book came in. The biggest thing, the biggest impact that you can have is the color of your walls. It's a can of paint in a weekend. You can't get any cheaper than that. So by just making sure that you get rid of those, you know, Swiss coffee walls, the builder grade, blah, and put something up there that really resonates with you, that will have such an impact on you that you wouldn't believe.
So tell us about the book. What's Color Have to Do with It?
So the book, What's Color Got to Do with It, goes through my three of the three brain processes that I go through when I look at a room. So the first is color theory. And that's where you watch these HGTV shows, and you're like, you look at the paint colors and go, yeah, that's not going to look good. And then they put it up, and you're like, oh, wow, it does look good. So it's, how does color go together? I talk about color psychology and what do the different colors mean. And I talk about the personality of color and how to select the right color for you. And I also give some painting tips. And so many people are so afraid of putting color on their walls. And it's such a huge asset to us to just put some color up there. It doesn't have to be strong, but just something besides white can make a huge difference in your life. And that's why I wrote the book. I wanted people to have access to more information so they could make a better choice on their own.
Okay, so let's start out with kids. You know, a lot of times kids want to express themselves, and a lot of little ones take crayons and color on the wall, which I've seen that. But are you for or against kids being able to choose colors for their room as a way of expressing themselves, or do you still believe it's the parents' house and they should make the rules?
Well, I think that children should have a room that is theirs. Now, whether it's a playroom or it's their bedroom. In most cases, it's their bedroom. The rest of the house can be as formal as you like and all the rules you want. But I think the kids need a space that does express their individuality. It may need to be tempered a little bit, but mm-hmm. you know, because the kids can get a little bit wild. But I really think the kid needs its own space that says, this is who I am. It doesn't have to be open to the public, you know, it's the kid's room. Now, you don't want it to do anything too drastic. You know, you don't want an all black room for your kid. That can actually be dangerous. Kid to feel like, hey, this is my space. We want that as adults, don't we? You know,
right.
we've got,
right.
we want our own, whether it's the bathroom or the bedroom or a nook, we want a space to call our own. And they're no different. They need a space that they can create and that they can play in.
Okay. So do you think that it's always about painting a room? Saying that I want to change something but I want to use wallpaper for color, is that the same effect, or is it really the paint that draws you
no.
in?
It doesn't matter. You can use fabric. You can use wallpaper. I was renting a place at one point, and everything in that place was the same color beige. It was just horrible. Mm. And I went out, and I was renting, so what could I do, right? Couldn't paint. So I went out, and I bought a ton of fabric, and I draped it across the wall. I needed some color. So it maybe for you it's just changing the bedspread or changing pillows makes a big difference. So it doesn't matter what the element is. Changing a picture in a room can make a huge difference. Accessories can make or break a room. And changing the accessories out can change the whole feel of the room as well. So as long as you do something with color, paint's the easiest one. But it can be wallpaper, it can be draperies, it can be pictures, it can be furniture. Just pick one thing that you don't mind changing.
And just do it.
Just do it.
That's
absolutely.
That's the important part. You actually have to actually do it. So what's next for you? What's going on in your world?
Well, I'm very excited. I am actually coming out in January. I'm going to have my own paint line.
Ooh.
And it's all made out of recycled paint. Yeah, very excited about it. It's called Nature's Palette. And so we're gearing up towards a launch as we speak, and it's very exciting.
That sounds pretty cool. So how can our listeners connect with you and keep on top of that? Because that sounds like a wonderful new project to have.
It is. They can connect with me. Go to my website at thecolorwhisperer.com. And I'm on Facebook at Jeanette Chasworth and Jeanette Chasworth, thecolorwhisperer.com. And I do more interaction on Facebook. I am on Twitter as well under The Color Whisperer. And so they can reach me there as well.
Awesome. And before we run out of time, what do you want to leave our listeners with today? What would be something that is like a really powerful takeaway for them? Because people are always looking to change and make something different and just do something different in their lives. So what do you want to leave them with?
You know, I think my big thing is take a chance. You know, put a little color in your life. Try it with your wardrobe. Go into your closet first and see, you know, or even go to the store and try on different colors and see what a difference it makes. But if you look in your closet, I bet you got a lot more colors in your closet than you do on your walls. And see how good you feel in that favorite outfit. What color is that favorite outfit? Imagine if your home could make you feel as good as you do in that favorite outfit. So do one thing. Look at the elements in that outfit. Is it the colors? Is it the shapes? Look, just do one thing to make a change in your home, and you're going to see it change your life. And I do have a newsletter. If people want to hear more about how this works, they can go to my sign up on my website, and they'll get a free chapter of my book. And I'm always telling more stories about how color works.
Awesome. That's great. And we will make sure that all the information is out all over social media. Well, Jeanette, I want to thank you so much for sharing the mic with me today. You have some great ideas, and I'm thinking about a few rooms in my house that might just need some additional hugging. So I look forward to checking back with you again and hearing some more tips from you.
Thank you very much.
And I hope you feel better.
I feel good. I just can't talk very well.
Well, you sound good. Okay, and we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, I'm going to wrap up the show with a few more ideas for bringing passion back into your business. This is Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman on Tough Talk Radio, and we will be right back.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Do you want to know the secret to building a successful business quickly? It's all about taking action. But not just any action. It takes inspired and consistent action to get profits. Join Michelle Sism, the six-figure results lady, as she asks successful entrepreneurs their profitable secrets every Monday at 2 p.m. Central Time on Take Action, Get Profits with Michelle Sism on the Tough Talk Radio Network. If you're ready to take action and get profits, you can find out more about the show at TakeActionGetProfitsRadio.com. Join Judy Hoberman on her radio show, Selling in a Skirt, Mondays at noon Central, for exciting discussions about challenges for women in today's society. The talk is about women in business, work and life balance, leadership, and current events related to gender communication. Be prepared to be inspired, motivated, and challenged. Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman on the Tough Talk Radio Network is your connection to women nationally, internationally, and globally. So get comfy and see what the buzz is all about. Listen live on Mondays at noon by going to SellingInASkirtWithJudyHoberman.com.
Welcome back to Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman on Tough Talk Radio. So let's wrap up the show with a few simple suggestions for tips to get your head back in the game and fall in love with your business all over again. First, finish this sentence. I started my own business because I. Now, do you remember? At what point you had to make that passion to make a drastic change in your life? So try to pinpoint when you knew that was what you wanted to do more than anything else and spend some time remembering what that felt like. Second, take a real, legitimate break. Leave the office without taking your phone, your laptop, your iPad, just to keep tabs on everything. That's not a rest. Leave everything out. Your brain keeps that work lights on even when you nap. So you want to plan your break for a time when it will only benefit you and your business. Third, learn something. Read a book, take a class, attend a webinar, a teleseminar. Education is beneficial to your relationship with your business, regardless of whether it presents an immediate change or not. Learning is a new perspective, so make sure it's the first step in a process to the kind of changes you really need. Fourth, make a list of everything you hate about your business right now. Separate the list into things you can change immediately, things you can work on to change eventually, and things you can't. Then make a game plan for each. If you hate going to work because your office is messy, make yourself organize it now. And finally, review your mission statement. Your mission statement should go beyond what you plan to accomplish. Put your heart into it. What did you create your business for in the first place? What sets you apart? And what do you believe in, not just as a business owner, but as a human being? If any line of your mission statement doesn't genuinely move you, you have to rewrite it. And remember why you started your business. You wanted to change something in the world. So go back and think how that felt when you first decided to do it, and do it again. Always remember that if you do what you love, you'll never work a day in your life. I thank you all for tuning in every Monday at noon Central, where we share some extraordinary guests, ideas for your business and ways to stand out as the amazing women that you are. Make sure you stay connected with us, and remember, women want to be treated equally, not identically. Until next week, this is Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman on Tough Talk Radio.
Thank you.
you for tuning in to Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please visit toughtalkradionetwork.com.